You are listening to Embodied People, a podcast co-hosted by Sarah Donahue and myself, Colleen Wall. We are both somatic movement educators and dance professors. We are also faculty at Integrated Movement Studies. In this podcast, we explore all things embodied. We explore anatomy, we explore meaning, metaphor, and how we make sense of out of our lives through our bodies. We also talk about developmental motor patterning, how it affects our psychological and emotional and psychic states as adults. And we really love to offer you movement practices and meditations that deepen your experience of your body so that your body is a generative.
Hey there, and welcome to Embodied People. This is Sarah, and I'm just going to kick off this little podcast. Colleen and I interviewed my son, Everett. So it's very special for me, and I hope interesting for people to listen to. Everett is six, he's almost seven, as he talks about. And I guess I wanted to start by just talking about what it feels like to me when I think about like embodying Everett. So when I empathize with him and kind of like feel his movement and his physicality, and of course I am with him a lot and I perceive him a lot and I am so connected to him in a way that there's a lot of like different ways to perceive him because of how I'm connected. So just a little like from the outset, a little description of embodying Everett is that this kiddo is just always flowing and going, that he's always just kind of in this state of ongoingness and like a river that's kind of always running through the house, and sometimes it goes fast and sometimes it slows down and sometimes it swirls around and runs outside. And strong. He has a lot of like strength in his movement, a lot of power, a lot of impact. There's a lot of like he does like a trust fall with nobody there all the time and just like falls straight body to the floor, catches himself. That's something he enjoys doing a lot. Jumping off of stuff that's like pretty high. And as he talks about in our interview, he plays endless sports. So that's how, partly how it feels when I think about embodying Everett. He is very curious. He's often kind of moving from one thing to another. This weekend particularly has been very cold in Utah, so we've kind of been inside a bit, and he's kind of just flows around and plays with one thing and goes and does a drawing and goes and picks up it. So he's always kind of moving in and around different ideas and different interactions with the world, and then he will sometimes focus in on something so intently that he just stays with it for quite some time, and just all of his focus is directed toward the drawing, or usually it's a physical activity. Like he will go in the backyard and he'll kick a ball for like hours. He'll just do it. do it. And later in the podcast, Colleen asked Everett if he remembers getting better at playing. Is he aware of getting better at sports? And he said, no, he's just the same. Like, he's always been the same. And it's so, like, delightful to me in a way that he feels unaware that he's getting more coordinated and is, you know, his eye-hand coordination is like progressing and all that stuff. Just because I think he's always done it. Like it's always been a part of his movement from the get-go. So it reminds me of that thing when you see a kid you haven't seen in a while and you're like, oh my gosh, you're so big. Holy cow, you've grown. And I always think how the kid must be like, what are you talking about? Like, I'm just me, and like, I'm not aware of the fact that I'm growing necessarily, you know, I'm just a kid. So I think in the sense that he's not aware of his like physical progress, it's just him. And he's so present in what he's doing that it's just living in it. And there's not a lot of like outside, like retrospective, how is this coming for me? That sort of like assessment or anything. Everett goes fast. His tempo in life is much faster than mine, which is kind of interesting to me because I created him with my body. And he just will do everything quickly. So like, for example, like kicking the soccer ball, right? He loves to drop kick the soccer ball. And he won't just like drop kick it and then like give it a minute and pick it up and do it again. It'll just be like, how quickly can he keep drop kicking the soccer ball? Or when I take him to trampoline parks every now and then, it's just like, the only word I can use is like, he just like dominates the place. Like he just goes and goes and goes. He doesn't take a moment to like stop and like look around, or like he doesn't really get lost outside of the movement. He just is just going. The tempo is pretty quick, and including things like drawing. He showed Colleen all of his drawings he's done in the past day, and it is prolific. And it's just that thing where he draws quickly. He, like, I watch him do his drawings, and he's like shading quickly, he's making decisions quickly. Like, his tempo in life is it's quick. The little last thing I wanted to add is Colleen asked Everett, what is your, do you remember your first movement? What's your first movement? Which I love thinking of that question. And I guess this isn't probably his first movement outside of the world, but I know he screamed really, really loud, which was fabulous to hear because he was born C-section. So I couldn't see what was going on. And I just heard this like incredible strength of this cry. And it was like the best sound I'd ever heard in my life. But the movement I remember, which is pretty cool, when he was still in me and getting bigger, I would feel this little kind of like shiver happen, kind of like a little like shaky shiver, almost like when you get a chill and you go, like that sort of thing. I would feel that like inside. I could feel him when he was, you know, getting bigger. And then I remember like shortly after he was born, I remember him doing that like as I was holding him, and I was like, oh my gosh, like that's the movement that he did inside. And now I can see it. And I started to kind of connect other little movements that I had felt on the inside and I could see on the outside as well. So, okay. That's my stories of Ev.
So Everett, I am just going to ask you some questions. So you are, how old are you, Everett?
Six.
You're six? Everett, when do you turn seven?
Six.
Of April?
Of May.
Okay. So like 1 month. Mm-hmm. Okay. Everett, do you remember when you were born?
No.
No? Do you remember, what do you remember about being really little? Anything?
I remember just crawling and going straight to running, not even walking.
You went right from crawling to running? You had so many things to do.
Yeah.
Everett, what's it like for you to crawl? What do you remember?
Well, I remember, like, I had my naked baby dance then.
What's the naked baby dance? What did you do for your naked baby dance?
I just danced around and I was naked.
Would you do that dance when you felt happy or sad?
When I felt happy.
When you felt happy? Was there a particular body part that you moved, a part of your body that you moved when you did your naked baby dance?
I pretty much just jumped and spun around circles.
Oh, Everett, that sounds really, really like it felt really good.
It
I remember
Did
your naked baby dance too. Yeah,
you?
it felt like a little bean who was mostly like jumping up and down and sometimes side to side with his hands up in the air. And it really always looked like he was dancing. Like it was like he was it, something about the movement made him feel happy to do it.
So it had a really like expressive and emotional part of it, it sounds like. It sounds ever do you still do your naked baby dance?
No.
No, do you have another dance that you do now?
Not really.
No, not really.
But like a couple of nights ago, I taught mom. She was wondering for a class to make, and I showed her, and I made it just like a robot dance.
You made a robot dance?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did the robot dance have like a sound, or could you like make sounds that help us know what the robot dance was like?
It's just like humming and stuff.
Like this? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was like moving my body parts around.
Yeah. I think that sounds like a very cool dance too. Did mom teach that to our students?
I'm not sure.
I think I took little parts of it and I tried to bring it in because lots of my movement doesn't feel like a robot, but I really liked it. I liked how it was kind of like sharp and had stops in it and it was angular. I was like, I could move like that. I could do that more with my students. So I did try. I brought one part in that reminds me of one of those toy the little grabber toys that we play that game where the little claw comes down and tries to grab a stuffed animal, pick it up and so we got that move in one of our dance combinations that I think I got from you.
That's really cool, like the arcade toy. Yes, sir, that's not at all how I think of you moving.
No. I have to mix it up a little bit so I don't get bored of myself.
Yeah, right. I get that. So Everett, do you play any sports now?
Yeah, a lot.
What sports do you play?
Soccer, and at school I usually play kickball, and sometimes I play soccer in the backyard with my mom.
Do you still play football?
No, but my silver football basically came out of the tree, then I just booted it back in the tree.
Oh, so as soon as your football got loose, you kicked it back up there?
On accident, yeah.
Yeah. And do you still box? Like punch?
Well, I hope I will get into that.
We can get it back out. We did a little bit with Aaron. You taught
Oh,
Aaron how to box, huh?
yeah.
Yeah.
But what did you teach Aaron about boxing?
Well, I taught him like the side to side and like the up. And like how it goes like across and stuff.
You taught him hooks and uppers?
Yeah.
Did you punch him really hard, like you punched me really hard?
No.
No, not as hard.
No, not as hard as that.
Yeah, you were really good at punching me hard. Everett, what do you like about playing soccer? What makes that sport fun?
That you get to kick the ball around.
Yeah. Do you like the feeling when your foot makes contact with a ball?
I've scored 2 goals for my team.
2 goals for your team?
And my mom's a coach.
I have a question for you about, I've noticed this at soccer practice, how all of you, it seems to me like your favorite thing to do is to drop kick it, to like just kick that ball as hard as you possibly can. Is that true?
Yeah.
How does it feel when you make contact with the ball and it just goes flying into the air?
Good.
How does it feel good? Like, what does it feel like in your body when you just boot it?
It makes me feel like I'm really good at kicking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It feels good to feel like you're good at something, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Do you notice, like, sometimes, Everett, that you're getting better at these activities that you're doing? No?
No.
No? Okay. I feel... Wait, I don't think I understood you. Will you say that again?
I basically just, like, don't really get better at it. I'm just pretty good at it.
You're just pretty good. Did you go right from crawling to running to kicking really well? Was that the progression of your life?
Yeah, pretty much. And there's a tiny bit of walking here and there, but not a lot.
Yeah, no, is walking more boring than running?
Yes.
Yeah. You know what I remember about you, Everett?
Huh?
I mean, it's been like 4 weeks since I saw you, but I remember that you are really good at being focused on the activity that you're doing, and you remember the activities, like the movement, like you remembered all those punches, and you remembered really well how to kick. And do you think about the activities that you're doing? Like, do you think about kicking when you're not kicking, or no?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When you think
when it feels good to you, because sometimes I'll see you kick it. Maybe it goes a little sideways, or it doesn't go as high, and it won't feel as good to you, or you won't feel as good about it.
Uh-huh.
And then, or like when we're playing baseball, sometimes you'll hit the ball, you'll make contact, but you won't feel good about how you make contact?
Yeah, usually when I'm like kicking, throwing, or hitting or stuff, I usually like it to go high but far.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
It's a good combo, high and far.
Yeah. That takes a lot of knowing, being able to know where your foot is and where the ball is and how to make them connect to each other.
Yeah.
A pretty big skill of yours, Everett.
Yeah.
Everett, do you also like go on bikes and stuff?
Not with my dad. My mom's not really of a bike person.
I'm not.
No.
What are you talking about?
You're not even close. You never ride bikes.
Well, I don't ride bikes in the cold. That's true. But I do like to ride bikes in the summer. But yeah, you're pretty good on your bike.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Everett. When do you like to ride your bike?
Oh, like in the summer.
In the summer? Where?
Like at the farm or like around my neighborhood and stuff.
Yeah. And what, when you're on your bike, like what do you experience in your body when you're on your bike?
That I can go really fast.
You can go really fast and you can go really far?
Yeah.
Yeah. And can you, wait, Everett, will you say that again?
I can go like 9 miles.
9 whole miles?
Yeah.
That's a really long way.
Yeah.
Hey, Abby, I have a question for you.
What?
It's not wrong that today. So we've talked about how I know you love playing sports and being active and running around. What is your favorite quiet thing to do?
Pretty much.
Nothing? What did you, I don't know about that. I have some inside information.
Ooh, I actually really like to color.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Not just color, but what were you? You were like creating the drawings, huh?
Yeah.
What is it like when you do all those cool drawings, what does it feel like to you when you're drawing?
It feels like I'm drawing a lot of shapes and it feels really good. Can I show her my drawings?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So So it feels good to draw these different shapes?
Yeah. So I just like drawing alien, basically. So I'm not sure if you can see this, but it's a swamp monster.
A swamp monster?
Yeah, and this is a donut guy.
A donut guy? That's so yeah. funny.
And this is the guy, and this is the guy who just plays around in the water.
Okay.
And this guy is so tough that he takes showers. I mean, he takes lava as his shower.
He takes lava as his shower, and he survives it, and it makes him clean?
Yes.
Okay.
And this is a monster. He's really stubby, and these are his arms, and he's pretty much like a plant, and these are his legs, and this is his stand, and this is another of his legs, and these are all of his eyes, and these are all of his teeth, which are kind of like vents, which suck flies in them.
Because he has, didn't you say his teeth are kind of smelly, so the flies are attracted?
Yeah, yep.
Fully and kind of get really focused on something and just kind of do it and do it and do it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everett, where do you get the ideas for your drawings?
Basically, like, I do one drawing, then I do another, then I just get like, then I'm like, okay, I'm going to draw for most of the day. So I drew all those pictures.
Do they come from your imagination?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Well, the strengths and dysfunctions, not really. It's in the book.
Okay. And do you know what you're going to draw before you start? Or do you, like, start drawing and then you're like, oh, this reminds me of a donut man. And then you keep making it into a donut man.
Well, I sort of just, like, think of the picture, then I draw it.
Okay. So you start with your idea and then you make it happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mommy?
Yeah.
Can I do more drawings?
You can definitely do more drawings.
Okay.
Yeah. I love your drawings. Makes me want to do drawings too.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
Especially with crayons. They feel good to draw with them.
Yeah. Because usually with markers, it just goes right through the paper.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah,
shading, which is nice. It feels like,
yeah, the smoothness is really nice of crayons.
Yeah, now it took me like maybe like an hour to do all those drawings. Cause like I started like the rocket and the rover, and then in the morning, and then I was like, and then I was like. And then I went to my dad's, and then I was like, Dad, I want to draw while you're in your meeting. And then I was like, Dad, I want to draw aliens. And then he was like, go for it. And then I made all those pictures of aliens.
That's so cool.
That's so cool. Everett, do you, when you go to school, do you move a lot at school?
Basically only at recess.
Really?
Practice in the desk when we're inside.
Yeah, and you don't do like movement activities at your desk? There's
no, just basically just like crafts and stuff on like Fridays.
Fridays. And when you're at recess, what, like, do you play with the other kids? Is there a playground?
I don't usually play on a playground, but I do play sports and like kickball and stuff with my friend Ian.
Okay. I bet you really look forward to that.
Yeah.
Yeah?
I went to like a trampoline park like a couple of days ago.
You did?
Yeah.
What do you like about a trampoline park?
Well, the one we went to, it was kind of boring, but there was actually some fun stuff. Like, there was, like, this thing where, like, we, like, tried to, like, run across it where other people spin and try to make you fall off and sacrifice yourself.
Sounds like a
Yeah, like a video game. Everett, if you were to design your own trampoline park that had everything you wanted in it, what would be in it?
Not dodgeball.
Not dodgeball.
I've almost gone unconscious when I play dodgeball.
You got hit in the head?
Lots of times.
That scares me.
Yeah. So I would have this like inside kickball court and like a playground and bouncy things, and, like climbing things. Ooh, and like this like track thing. And like a swimming pool part. And that ninja thing that I was just talking about. And no skateboards. And I would also have my birthday there.
Oh, you'd have your birthday there for 7?
Yeah.
Everett, this summer, do you have anything that you're planning to do this summer?
I'm planning to go to Colorado and meet Kendra and Isla.
Oh, how fun.
And maybe you're going to go see Grandma. Mm-hmm. And
yeah.
I'm not sure what we're going to do.
Everett, have you...
warmer beach.
You want to go to a warmer beach?
Yeah.
Have you been to Colorado before, Everett?
Yeah, that's where my grandma lives.
Oh. Everett, how is it different in Colorado than it is in Salt Lake?
Well, there's a lot more snow, which means that there's also some pretty hot weather, and there's less, like, public in Colorado.
There's less public.
Yeah. It's a little bit better. And I feel like there's more like animals and stuff. Because in Utah, there's not a lot of like wildlife and stuff. Only like other mountains.
Yeah, there's more like there's houses and cars in Utah, right?
But what's a little bit better for me, so like I've like the mountain's so close to me, which I'm really lucky about.
Yeah.
Like go skier. This year I ski at Alta, and it's a really good ski area.
Yeah. When you go skiing, Everett, what do you think about when you go skiing?
Well, I don't really like to ride on in like the woods and stuff. I basically just like to ride in the normal tracks and stuff.
Okay. Yeah, so you don't like to ski through the trees. You just like to go down the bigger snow areas.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah.
I haven't seen you ski this year. Are you making like lots of turns? No turns.
Well, kind of.
Sometimes. What about stops? How are your stops going?
Good. Yeah. I'm trying to spray my dad with snow.
It's a good way to stop.
Yeah, it is.
Snow in his face, and if I do, I get to like. I'm not sure what I get to do with it. Then I can have like hot chocolate, but you get hot chocolate every time. So
that's not really an incentive, is it?
Another way to spray snow in people's faces is like to like have your skis with like the front part of them was like snow, and then like have them like the bottom side up and the top, like the front side down and the back side up, and like switch it. And then snow is flying off, and you can kind of like spray people with snow.
It sounds really fun. Everett, I have one more question for you. If you were going to make your own game, like a sports game or a ball game or like red light, green light, if you're going to make your own game, what would you include in your own, in your game?
Basically just play like normal kickball.
You just keep it as normal kickball.
Yeah. And I would keep it like the rules of my school, because like my school, like you get to go around two laps if you're, if your kicks are really good. But some schools you only get to go around once. And I would make it pretty much like all like my school kickball.
That makes sense because you're really good at kicking. So you get to go around two times.
Yeah.
And you like running, I can tell. Well, because you said you went from crawling to running. So you've had a lot of practice at running and you're pretty fast.
Yeah, I've been running for about like 6 years.
It's true.
<Too fast. laughs> Evan, did you ever walk backwards? Do you ever walk backwards or run backwards?
Maybe. I'm not sure. I can't remember.
Do you do it now, though?
No.
No. Just forwards.
Yeah. I can run about, like, 7 miles per hour, maybe.
That's so fast. That's like 1 mile per hour for every year of your life.
Yeah. And I think I started, like, I think I can ride my bike if I'm going like downhill super fast. Maybe like 15 miles per hour or something. I'm not sure.
That's really fast. I've gone really fast downhill before too. And I really like it because I feel like I'm falling into the earth.
Yeah. Like, it feels really good. Like yesterday, me and my dad went on the bike ride from his house to the mechanic, which is, like, near mommy's house, which that was, like, 30 miles. But I can go, like, 9 miles on my bike. So, so that was, like, way too easy, kind of.
Yeah, it was too
downhill, so.
Yeah, definitely. It sounds really fun.
Yeah, it was. We had to go like, and we had to go like down this one hill, then like past Flatiron Mesa Park. Or like we had to go like out of Daddy's house and for like a couple ways, and like out of, and then like down this hill, then past Flatiron Mesa Park, so we just like rode a little while, so we went down this one other hill. Then we like went in this like neighborhood. Then we like got this like busy road on the sidewalk. Then we crossed at the crosswalk, and then we got to Daddy's car.
That sounds like quite the adventure.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, sounds like a lot to see. That's one of my favorite parts about being on my bike, is how much I get to see fast, but not too fast.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, Everett, I have to head out in a minute, but I really love talking to you today.
Yeah.
Yeah, I miss spending my afternoons and evenings with you.
Yeah. I wish you can come back here sometime.
Me too. I will come back soon.
Yeah.
Thanks for talking to us.
You're welcome. You're so welcome.
Yeah. Bye.